This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
9 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning, we're Nigeria Info. It is Friday, 1st July 2022. My name is Anor Ogbeviri. How are you? Well, every now and then you hear on radio, someone's gone missing, you know, someone's left home, they can't find the person. And people are worried. So there seems to be an increase in human trafficking. And it starts with a missing person, and then, of course, eventually they find out what may have happened. A few times, very rarely, though, they find the dead bodies identified, but other times, we have people who are talking to our young ones, maybe on the phone, social media, telling them about a better life somewhere, and then they lure them, even undergraduates, sometimes even graduates. And that's what we'll be talking about this morning. Increasing cases of human trafficking. I've got the River State Coordinator of NAPTIP, Nwamaka Ikediashi. She is my guest. Good morning. It's been a while.
Good morning. It's been a while, you know.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. A happy new month.
I wish you the same.
And a happy second half of the year.
Indeed.
Good to see you. It's really been a while. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know how these things are. I think sometimes that we don't talk about it enough on radio, and then at the local levels, there's not enough advocacy, enough engagement, and then we have rising cases, even those we think that should know better, falling victims to these scams. But let's talk.
Exactly. You're right. A lot of times people are not aware about this human trafficking, and that's why you find that people fall prey to it a lot. And of recent, there's a rising cases of human trafficking due to the fact that people want a better life, you know, the quest for better life outside Nigeria especially. So you find out people are moving every day. We are not saying people cannot move. It's a good thing, you know, but when you are moving, when you are going, you really have to be very careful. And the unfortunate thing these days is that you find out undergraduates and even graduates are moving, and the new destination now is Dubai. It's actually Dubai now.
United Arab Emirates.
Yes, that's the new destination now. A lot of Nigerians are trapped there.
Trapped?
Yes.
Okay, so what makes it human trafficking?
Yeah, because recently here in River State, in fact, last week we have a lady that just returned from Dubai. You know, what she told me when I had a one-on-one with her was that they were on strike, actually. So they told her that she can go.
This has to strike?
Yes. That she can go for 3 months.
Okay.
So she was given 3 months visa. So she left in March this year, you know. And the arrangement was that she was going there to work.
Okay.
As a nanny or a cleaner.
Okay.
Then she could be lucky. She could see an Arab man that would fall in love with her.
Do Arab men marry outside their tribe?
I wouldn't know, but that was the story she told me.
No, really, I was talking about this a few days ago.
That's the deception we're talking about, because sometimes they're always brainwashed. That's just the truth of the matter. They're always brainwashed. So she bought the idea. Her passport was prepared for her. Then she embarked on the journey. So when she actually got to Dubai, she discovered that was not what she was told.
There was no nanny work. There was no cleaner work.
Exactly.
We'll continue from there. But my question is, for a person who's listening, who might already have started the journey, they've promised you an Arab prince and whatever else, how can they tell that this is possibly trafficking going on? What are the clear signs or the subtle signs or both?
Okay, now when you talk about trafficking, there is a deception. You know, there is deception. They are being deceived. They will tell you are going for a nanny work or you are cleaning job.
Yeah, but they don't know.
But they don't know. So you see the deception, the deceptive aspect of the trafficking part. Then sometimes it's, some of them are just fraud too, you know. They will be defrauded.
Yeah, but how can the person tell in the course of the discussion or in the course of the
process?
That
is the issue. That's why we are talking about this awareness and sensitization, because a lot of times people are not well informed. That's the problem. because even graduates are not informed. And funny enough, the cases of trafficking we have these days, they are not illiterate, they are literate persons.
Who want a better life.
Yes, so that's the confusing thing, because usually they say, it's people that are not well informed. You know, people that didn't go to school, people that are coming from the villages, but it's no longer like that these days. These are students, people that have graduated, some of them have actually served. Both the male and the female gender, you know. So it's not really that the person is not exposed, because to a reasonable extent, somebody that is a graduate is believed to have been exposed. But another problem we have in Nigeria is a lot of people do not read. People don't listen to news.
Graduates who
yes.
doesn't read.
I'm telling you. I'm sorry about that, but that's the truth. Because a lot of times people don't know about NAPTIP. You understand? People don't know about NAPTIP, but at least every month, there is no time you not hear NAPTIP doing one thing or the other, securing convictions, you know. So it means that people do not read.
Okay, so let's go back to Dubai. So she got there and found out that there was no nanny job. What did she find?
So when she got to Dubai, she discovered that there was no nanny job, that it was prostitution.
Oh.
Yeah, first prostitution, you know. So she had to start, because initially she refused that she was not doing it, that was not the agreement. But they started starving her. They would beat her up, lock her up in a room for days, you know. So out of frustration, hunger, she had to start
the job.
So as time went on, they were giving phones. So what she told me is that what they actually do over there is that you source for your clients online, you know.
Oh.
They'll give you after like 1 month, they'll give you, by then you must have started the job, so probably they've gained a little confidence about you, so they'll give you a phone. So with that phone, she was now able to communicate the person that helped her to do her passport here in Nigeria, you know. So the person now contacted NAPTIP. And that was how we now stepped into the matter. And by God's grace, she came back last week.
One of the few lucky ones.
Yes, so that's the problem. There's another person there currently. She's trapped. We're still trying to see how we can bring her back. So the thing is that we are trying to tell people to be very careful about all this traveling, especially Dubai.
That's the latest destination.
Yes, please. People should be very, very careful. When you are going to Dubai, be very, very sure of what you are going to. Be very sure, because there are a lot of Nigerians, they are trapped. They cannot come back, you know. So they are prostituting, and deep down them, that is not what they wanted. They wanted a better life. So we found out that they are still stuck up in Dubai, and NAPTIP, in collaboration with the Nigerian government, is finding a way to bring them back. And some of them don't even know their address. That's how bad it is.
Where they live there.
Yes,
right?
They don't even know, because sometimes they are just picked from the airport, taken to the house. So if you're even asking them, where actually are you? Where is your location? Can you share your location? Can you, you know? You find out they don't know anything. So some of them finally escape. They get to the police. The police will try to give them a listening ear, then send some of them to the Nigerian embassy for the lucky ones. You know, so but we are trying to tell people to be very, very careful, so that you don't even be a victim, because you may not live to tell the story. That is a bad part of it. So don't even say, okay, let me get there. Let me go
there.
When I reach there.
My case will be different.
So please don't even try.
You know, the UAE is a country that we hear lots of disturbing stories about human rights abuses from even domestic staff. Then imagine a person who's taken from home, and you're told you're going to get a job. Are there documents to back up this? Is there someone that you're talking to who is an Emirati? Because sometimes I think locals who are there, who may be stranded, will pose as who they're not.
Exactly.
To have those conversations. And then, but if there must be an Emirati in the company. Let me talk to someone.
That is the thing, because when you talk of human trafficking, it's an organized crime. And it's a syndicate thing. Again, you might be thinking that this is a person, if the recruiter is not the transporter, a different person recruits you, a different person transports you, a different person pays for your ticketing. So it's a racketeering of a thing. So you find out that at the end of the day, everybody expects his or her profit. So you have to work. Even the person you are talking to, you know, the person that is trying to maybe help you buy the job or trying to convince you to, it's a different person. They all have their commission. They all have their gain. So you can imagine. That's why we tell people, be very careful, because the syndicate is quite long. Some of them are operating from Nigeria. Then you have some in Dubai. You know, so basically sometimes you may not be able to get those in Dubai. it's difficult. So you may finally be able to arrest the recruiters here and probably the transporter or the person that prepared the passport or gave the link to the passport here in Nigeria. But the main exploiters sometimes are not usually arrested.
Mm.
So what NAPTIP does sometimes is that we are able to get their details enough, because funny enough, these girls don't even really have their details of their madams. They may just know the name of my madam is Sophia. Sophia.
And Sophia might not be her given name.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't be the name,
and
the
that's
business.
Not even the real name. So, because most times, if you actually get the name on the passport, you know, NAPTIP has a very good collaboration with the NIS, Nigeria Immigration Service. We just try to them. Once a person is entering Nigeria, they keep you aside. You know, but a lot of times, they don't even know the names of these, their madams.
Mm.
So, these things are, they make the whole process difficult. So, that's why we try to keep telling them, trying to sensitize them to be very, very careful, because they are the ones collecting the large chunk of their money over there. They are the ones that are remitting the money to.
So it's like modern-day slavery.
It's a modern-day slavery. So how many of them will you be able to get when you don't even know the identity of your madam? Even some of the people working to them don't even know their real names. It's as bad as that. They'll give you a name. When you check for it, there's no name like that.
Mm.
So we try to tell people to be very, very careful, because this thing is on the rise, is on the increase, so that you don't fall a victim, because you may not live to actually tell your story.
You know, I saw some travel agency on Instagram, that was maybe a year and a half ago, and there was that backlash. How can you say that you leave Nigeria and you're going to be earning, is it 4,000
exactly
dirham or something every month?
How visible and how possible it is this?
So they called out a blog who had advertised that business for the travel agency. And people were saying, we don't expect you to advertise this thing for them. But then again, you too, who's reading, 4,000 dirham, have you checked? Like you said, you're a graduate, or you think you can read and write, or you can actually read and write. Have you checked online to see how much minimum wage is in dirham? In the UAE. Have you checked what jobs are available and how much they pay them before you just hook, line and sinker? You swallow that and say, they say they're going to pay me 4,000 dirham. You convert to dollars and it seems like a lot of money. And you say, well, I'm going to go. Whatever it is, I find that my case will be different. God will favor me. Then you go and collect anointing oil. You collect holy water. You fast for some days. You collect other things that they give you. When you get there, you will get favor. But this lady, for example, that is back now, what does NAPTIP do with such a person?
You know, the truth of the matter, let me be honest with you, is that sometimes when they're over there, they will cry, I want to come back. Finally, when you bring them back, they're happy. That's the end of it.
They don't want
anything. Oh, no, I'm back, fine. My family says I should just move on. That is the issue.
Nobody helps them walk through the trauma?
Of course, we have our counseling section. They do that, but it's not just about counseling. We prosecute. But what about the prosecutorial aspect of it? You find out that when the victim is not forthcoming, you don't have a case.
And that leaves the door open to other exploiters.
So they will tell you, no, I don't want to. Even when you tell them that you are going to be protected, your face will not be seen, or it's a fake name that you give to the court and everything, they'll tell you, I don't want to go through that. Although, fine, it can be very traumatizing. Because I actually I've had a victim. She was taken to Libya. The case is currently in court. But each time, you know, it's like a wound in your body. Each time each time she testifies in court, she keeps crying because the trauma is very traumatizing. You know, her own was that she even went by Libya by road.
Whoa.
So you can imagine, a lot of them died. She was able to get there. When she now got there, as she was stepping her foot inside Libya, she was taken to a place called Connection Home. That's a prostitution home. You understand? So that was where there and then she started prostituting. And that was not the same thing she was told. So if she is always pained.
Even disappointed in herself.
Yeah, she's always very pained. She's also a graduate too.
I was played.
You know? She was about to serve. Just let her go and come. Let me just get some money before service. That was how she ended up spending over 8 months in Libya.
Whoa.
You know, so that's a problem. Once some of them come back, some of them will tell you, oh, thank God I'm back. Oh, I'll never go again. No, I don't want to. What do? You can only take a horse to the stream, but you can't force the horse to drink water. So that's just the thing about it. So we also encourage them, you know, we know it is actually very traumatizing, it's painful, because that was never what you bargained for. But funny enough, some of them actually know they are also going for prostitution. You may be shocked. Yeah, but all the same, it's still trafficking, because you cannot compare the kind of suffering they go over there than here. Nigeria is your home, is your country, you have a right. Do you understand? To a reasonable extent, you can walk away, except for the minors. Because these people are not actually minors. They are from 20 years and above. The least you can get is 19 years old. But actually, you still have minors that are being exploited here in Nigeria too.
All right. We're talking with the NAPTIP official. The show continues in a bit. We're Nigerian Football Hackett. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 8:29. Thank you for staying tuned. We're talking human trafficking. Of course, they're taking different forms these days. I've got NAPTIP coordinator of River State, Wamaka Kediashi. She's my guest. And she says even sometimes a lot of it happens online. So it's someone who's selling something online. They say they are selling bags, they're selling shoes, they are doing business on Instagram. And their DM is always open for business. But actually, what they're doing is prostituting. Thank you again.
Thank you, Eno.
So let's talk about some of the signs that a person can, you know, see to know that this is possibly not what they're saying it is.
Okay, like I said earlier on, deception. Yeah, they deceive you, give you, paint something good for you, something nice, easy going for you. Then a lot of times, they're the ones that would prepare your passport, your transportation. Who does that for free? They'll tell you, don't worry, when you get there and work, you give us the money. So, you know, you have to put two and two together. I'm going for this. This person is paying my transport. This person is procuring my visa for
housing me.
So you should be able to think better than that. You know, again, sometimes, oh, taking. They'll say, okay, we're going to take a note. Oh, they'll cut their fingers, put their blood, mix it, do some little concussion. This oath is just for nothing, no. But when you get there, you don't have to disappoint me. You have to do our bidding. You have to do our agreement. For crying out loud, why will I have to take an oath if actually I'm going for something genuine?
Yeah, so maybe at that point, make it look like you're going to pay back
what we've
spent to get you to Dubai. So it's not you're going to prostitute necessarily. No, you're going to get a job, but you're going to pay back as we agreed.
Exactly.
The person now gets there and find out that...
That's not, because definitely when you go there and find out that that's not what you bargained for, you as a person want to pull out. But that oath you people took, it's...
It's
binding. If you go contrary, you die. Your family members will die. So these are part of the compelling factors that make them to actually do that. Because a lot of times when they come back, they'll tell you that I got there, you know, and I discovered that it was this, and I said I was not. They will remind you, we had an oath, or we took an oath, so you better keep to the bargain, except you want to die.
We don't know if anyone has died, so
that is it. That's the thing. Nobody has died. All those things are fraud. It's a fraudulent aspect of it, just to make them to do the work. But they, a lot of times, are not well informed, so they fall prey to such practices.
Let's talk about secrecy. How much secrecy do people normally have or keep in the course of doing these things? What have you found?
Yeah, you find out that even in the course of this, there are discussion about the journey for a better life. You know, they'll tell you, don't tell anybody. You know, these days, there are a lot of enemies of progress. Even your father and mother, don't tell them. Don't worry, when you get over them, call them. After all, you're a big girl. Don't you want a better life for yourself? You know, they brainwash them, actually. They use psychology on them, making them and painting things to be true when actually they are not true. So the victim a lot of times buy those ideas and say, okay, no problem. Ah, when I get there, I will call. Some of them don't even get to court for maybe after like 2-3 months. Sometimes their parents will go to the police and say, I can't find my ward. You understand? They go as far as that because, like, your child is gets missing for like 1-2 months, no communication. Definitely you'll be worried. So you have to make one or two complaints about the missing person. So that's the whole game. So after like some time, you've walked, you know, out of rejection, you are dejected, everything, you may now say, okay, let me call. You know, you'll be definitely be compelled to call because it's better that your family forgives you and than the person dying over there. So you find out that they'll just make up their mind, I have to inform people at home, this is the situation of things, you know, so that I can see if help can come my way. So these are things that they should look out for. You know, there is nothing in free, even in Freetown. When somebody is offering you such free help, we are not saying that people do not offer helps. It happens, you know, but just be very careful. Be mindful of such help so that at the end of the day, one will not regret such kind of help or even lose his or her life in the process of that.
What about males? Because we've been hearing a lot of she.
It's quite unfortunate, like the male folks, they are usually taken for organ harvesting a lot of times.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that is why sometimes they don't live to tell their stories.
Oh.
Yeah, from the research we've seen so far, or some reports, they take them there for...
Work.
Yes, and some of them, forced exploitative labor. You know, they keep them in very, you know, unconducive environments that are not even good for their health and well-being. That maybe before you know it, they develop one ailment and just die off. You know, so these are where they are. So because even some of them are being used as drug peddlers over there. You know, one of them, a returnee, said that for the male folk, you know, when they get there, in fact, from the airport for the male, they will abandon them. Yes. Sometimes they will just abandon them. You see somebody now coming to talk to you, still the same part of the syndicate, but you now get to know later. You know, they will talk to you, okay,
like they're going to provide help.
Yes. So you're just new, you follow them, they'll take you to the slums and you start selling drugs for them. Because you're just new, you have no option. You know, they cannot do it, but they will use you to do that. That's the part of the exploitative part of it. So.
And if you're caught, they don't play in that country.
Exactly.
Their laws are the strictest
when it comes to drugs. So yeah. It's unfortunate that these victims of traffickers are being used for some of these things. You know, I tell people, trafficking is one of the crimes that is cheap to perpetrate because there is a lot of profit coming from it. As in, you spend less, but you gain more. You understand? The exploitative aspect of it, the drug peddling aspect of it, you just...
Organ harvest.
Exactly, organ harvest. And that's money. Because now what you just need is procure, organize the travel, get a passport, visa for the person, free. How much is that?
Flight tickets.
Thank you. How much is it actually? You find out. But when the person gets there, walks, sleeps with men, prostitutes, you know, at the end, for the male folk, everybody knows how much one kidney is over there now. It's hot cake. So you find out that they make so much money. You know, when they use you for the exploitative aspect of it, when they are tired, they will sell you off. So it's quite unfortunate. That's why we try to tell people to be very, very careful. Yeah, again, we also have the internal trafficking going on, you know. We have the external, the one we've talked about. We have the internal trafficking going on. You see underage girls, which is very common, being exploited sexually. You know, some of them are even kept in the brothels where they steal. Those ones are even worse. That's what I mentioned earlier on, that you find out that because of their minor, sometimes they will not have the sense to maybe run away or because they are young. You know, you see them bringing men to have sex with them, and they paid all these their madams, you know. So you find it also is an internal form of trafficking. Even now we are becoming more impressed, because you find that people are no longer migrating from the village to the town like that. They are becoming more aware, you know. They are becoming more aware. A lot of them are becoming more informed, because at some point NAPTI had to take this sensitization down to the villages, and they had to talk to the traditional rulers, to the chiefs, that had to sensitize these people, you know. So if your children must go, you have to be very, very careful. These are the dangers, you know. Don't say that you are not informed, not because of poverty, because you know, since I was born and now I'm getting old, things have always
been difficult.
So it's I wonder when it will be all roses. So it's just for us, like I said, let everybody try as much as possible to be informed about human trafficking. It's on the increase, especially the external one, because there's this quest of going outside Nigeria for a better job.
Jackpot.
NAPTIP is not saying that it's not good, it's a very good one, but please, if you must go, be very, very careful so that you don't go there and
become a slave.
Exactly.
All right. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009 are the numbers. You have a question? You want some clarification? This is time to do so. Someone writes in on Facebook, James says, this thing happened to my friend. She is in Dubai now. Good morning.
Good morning. Okonkwo from Ebonyi State.
All right.
I want to ask the NAPTI person there, why is it that by the authority they cannot tell the federal government or the Nigerian government to make the country and the environment to be conducive by providing jobs, so that our people will not be going to other countries for greener pasture, just like the Americans cannot come here?
That's not true, Okonkwo. Americans travel for work. It's a normal thing. People travel all over the world. It's how the world goes round. People will always travel. But the problem is, what are they traveling for? NAPTIP.
Yeah, like we said earlier on, before now, everybody travels, and you cannot stop people from traveling. You travel for one purpose or the other. After all, I've met people that say they don't want to stay in Nigeria. Not that they are poor or they cannot be able to survive, but they just don't want to stay. That's their own personal decision. So this issue of you are saying that they should make a Nigeria better, you find that even if Nigeria is perfect 100%, people will still move for one reason or the other. So what we are trying to say is that if you must move, if you are going, be sure of where you are going to. That is all. So that you don't end up as a victim of human trafficking. So that's our point. Thank you.
We've got Kenneth from One. Kenneth?
Hello.
Good morning, Kenneth. You're on.
Okay. What about Canada? Did you talk about job advert on YouTube and other platforms? They tell you can work in Canada and all that.
Okay. He's asking.
I've said it's the same thing we are saying. It's a good thing, you know. You can't, I mentioned it earlier before now, that there are some people that don't just want to stay in their country, even like the Americans, the other country, different countries. Some people they will definitely not stay in their country. So if you still want to go to Canada, fine and good. But if you are going to Canada, ensure that you're actually going to Canada and know what you're actually going to Canada to do. That's just what we're after. That's the point of the sensitization.
Okay.
So that you'll be well and better informed.
Temple is in room, Marcy. Temple, you're on.
Good morning, the very distinguished. Please, I want to appreciate your guests for coming. But it's very much unfortunate that persons that are supposed to, you know, listen to this program are not even listening to it. Because even as a person, I have also, you know, involved myself in cases like this. And I think one of the problems we have here is laziness. Laziness is attributing to most of this, human trafficking. And I also want to appreciate and also remind you again that they need to push it forward to the grassroots. At least some local governments like ours here in HA, they need to get informed. We need to get informed, because I see girls between the age of 12, 13, 14 in all these Ashawo quarters. And sometimes you ask them, the person who brought them, tell them that they find a hard help to work for them. By coming, they found that it was, prostitution. But sometimes you interact with those guests. They don't even know their community. They don't even know their local government. They don't even know their state, some of them. And which is also worrisome. So I think that the crusade should be pushed forward and then get them informed. They can come down to local government like ours here in Eche. It's a problem. You come down to Igboche. Look at it. Every street here in Igboche have a shower water. And you go there, flush all to them. It's so, very bad.
So, Temple.
Very, very bad. Thank
who
you.
Are these people that go to those quarters? Who are they?
It's all these, most of all these, who bring them? They bring these children in the name of the man to, look for a job, either sales gear job for them,
Temple.
Or maybe a half help for them.
Temple.
They find themselves in Ashawo Quarter.
Temple.
Very small children.
Temple.
And you ask them questions.
Temple, can
they
you hear me?
They have nothing to explain.
Temple, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
I'm asking, who patronizes them?
The men around patronize them. They patronize them.
So perhaps we should take the campaign to the men. Naptip.
Yeah.
Are you people talking to the men who are going to steal and rape children? Because that's what it is. You're raping a child.
Of course. We keep saying that, even when we go for sensitization. In fact, let me further enlighten you that this issue of sensitization will have moved further to the grassroots. But the issue or the problem is that some people still do not want to listen till they fall victims. Mm. We've gone to different local government schools. This morning we went to one of the secondary school at Moshimiri to talk to them. On Monday we are going to Federal Government College, Rumokoro. So we'll keep talking to the young ones. Yes, because if I know that this is what is going to come out from it, I won't allow it. I'll be very careful.
Yeah,
I'll watch where I go to. I'll try to protect myself. As young as they are, protection starts from themselves. They should be aware of their environment, be cautious of their environment, where they go to, people they talk to. When you see such a thing, talk. I guess what I'm trying to say. So we're actually sensitizing. And again, it's quite unfortunate that the society will find ourselves,
I think we should stop saying the society we find ourselves. The society we have created, we did not find ourselves.
Well, we created it.
Yes.
So, and we had no option down to now. We are now living in this. We created it and we are now living in the society.
We created it.
So we are now living in the society. So we are in the society.
It's choking all of us.
So a situation whereby a man in his 50s will go to patronize such little girls in such a brothel. It's disheartening. And if they are not going there, those girls will not be there.
Mm.
So there was the slogan, change begins with me. If I say I'm not going to, if I must sleep with a prostitute, I should go to a mature prostitute and sleep with.
Not a child.
Not a child.
Okay. Kelvin. Oh, he's left. Okonkwo, I thought you called before. Hello?
No.
Okay, go on.
Yes. The former central bank governor Sanusi in 2020 said that we had up to 84 jobless graduates. 84 jobless graduates. So I disagree with the native woman there. Nigeria, we don't have companies, don't have industries.
So the issue of unemployment is a worldwide crisis.
Yeah.
It's a worldwide crisis, and that is not
everywhere.
An excuse for anybody to exploit anyone.
Exactly.
It's not an excuse for anybody to rape a child and say that you're going to a brothel or whatever it is that you want to call it. But someone's asking a question that baby factories, does your advocacy also cover that?
Yeah, we do. In fact, very soon we are going to get an amended act. It's currently being worked on. Because you find out that a lot of times they'll tell you cryptic pregnancy.
What's that?
Cryptic pregnancy. Mm. When you arrest, and we all know that sometimes there is no... Actually, it's a wrong perception. I think when I Googled it, it's like... 1 out of 1,000 women experience something like that, but it's common. you see like 10 women, they'll tell you, ah, it's cryptic pregnancy, so it's very common now. So the new law we are going to amend now has provision for that. It's more elaborate on that, so that even when you are being arrested and you say it's cryptic pregnancy, by the time we subject you to some certain tests, you'll be prosecuted. Because when you even interact with them, you find out that they know. But the issue is the quest of, I want a child.
At
that's
whatever
it.
Cost.
Exactly. So, because if actually these people are properly registered or with the Ministry of Social Welfare, you find that adoption will be much more easier. That's this women. But it's because of greed, the money they make out from it. So they'll go through the
cartel,
back.
The syndicate.
Yes, they'll go through the back and run their own thing. Because if they actually, yes, there are some genuine pregnant girls that need help and they collaborate with the Ministry of Social Welfare, you find out that when people apply for adoption, they will get.
Okay. We'll talk a bit about that a little more. But Joe is on the line from Abajo. Good morning.
Good morning. This is like I'm calling from Aba. A woman on the studio, I would like to look on this situation, like in this arena. You see some midwives, it has become a very lucrative business for them. They look for young girls who can beg a hand. And they will tell them the amount they will give them to set very big share. So most of the midwives now, that they are good businesses all over. Are you getting me? And the good places, they hire some boys, they give them some money, you know, to take those women that are pregnant so that they can, you know, push them inside the child can be growing. So this thing should be sensitized. It's very, very well, most especially in this town up here. So let the woman continue. Thank you very much. That's my contribution.
Yeah.
Okay.
We thank you very much because, like I said, NAPTIP is not everywhere. You give us information to work with. We cannot be everywhere. So if you see something like this, please don't fail to notify NAPTIP about it so that we'll be able to see and act accordingly.
Okay. I'll take this call. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah. Good morning, honorable to the studios.
You're Nigerian, Phil.
Okay, see, I wanted to say something about this. My name is Wilson from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody could be a victim. Sometimes the places where the recruitment is done is on the local shanties where people even have low life. So they have higher hopes. Even me, I would have been a victim a couple of months ago. It's even done by those who you think you know. That's where even the trust is. I had my elder brother from a couple of years ago. He was told by a relative, oh, he will go to France and all that. He ended up in Senegal. In fact, he didn't even have the opportunity to come outside of the house. He was hiding here and there. And in particular, to make you understand, it's a 1 month visa you get. 1 month, 2 months. You should be asking yourself, how long are you going to stay there if you're working or not getting a working visa and all that? So anybody could be a victim. Sometimes your sensitization should go down to low class areas where people are living low lives. And also you have to stay at the airport. Some people you see at the airport, they know nothing. So if you want to improve, because that's the place for departure. So sometimes you can question persons, where are you going to? They don't know. Oh, I'm going to say, and I think that's the best approach you can use if you want to increase your awareness.
All right.
Because anybody could fall, considering the situation of the country now. Thank you.
Thank you, Wilson. One month's visa, 2 months visa, then they tell you, we'll renew it. We've been doing it for years.
That's, like I said earlier on, that's the essence of this sensitization. And again, people should try as much as possible to be reading too, because when you are reading, because these people going to these countries, a lot of, in fact, 80% of them are graduates. So we believe as a graduate, you ought to cultivate the habit of reading or listening to news, TVs, and be informed. And again, on the issue of airports, you understand, NAPTIP partners very well with NSI, that's Nigerian Immigration Service. So we have a very good, they are part of our stakeholders in this fight against trafficking. So they've been doing a lot at the airport, even the Department of State Services. They are all there. So we get referrals from them from time to time, you know. Find the Port Harcourt International Airport has not, the international part has not, it's not fully functional. But places like Lagos, Abuja, our offices there, on daily basis, we get referrals from NIS, DSS, you know, questioning people traveling, where are you going to, your location. You know, so sometimes you may not know some of these things except we inform you and tell you. So when we see you, they look at you, we suspect, oh, just step aside. We question you, who is taking you. A lot of people have been rescued, a lot.
From the airport?
Yes, yeah. From the airport. All so right. NAPTIP is also working as regards that.
Okay. A lot of Nigerians think everywhere else is heaven except their country. That's where it starts from. The media should do more. Samuel, Nigeria as a country is not that bad. It bleeds my heart when I talk to young Nigerians. Well, if a person is feeling something, you can't take it away from them. This one says, the cost of graduates going into prostitution is the current hardship in the country. People were going to Italy in the 80s, so let me tell you now, in case you don't know. People find it difficult to analyze information or any offer that comes their way due to the current situation. So the poverty blinds their brain. Okay. Says when somebody is told that, you know, go for a job, they're willing. Because of the vulnerability of the current situation economically, our leaders should sit up. Okay. This one says the discussion is an eloquent testimony of the debilitating decadence in Nigerian economy and social cohesion. Nigerian so-called leaders have impoverished citizens such that everybody's looking for a way to travel out. At times, throwing caution to the wind. Remember, hunger and lack can make a person do naughty things. So at the same time, they encourage NAPTIP. Okay, Bishop Israel, this issue forms a major source of concern. Anyway, so most of the people are focusing on the government side of things and refusing to take personal responsibility.
That's the problem. Because, yeah, it's a two-way thing. The government will do their own part. You also will have to do your own part by being careful. The government will not just come and start being careful for you. Government will not be there to analyze that information. At least when an information is placed before you, you will try to use our brains first. Look at this information. Analyze it. Look at it. How true is it going to be? 1 month visa. How much am I going to be able to work out to pay this person? How much am I going to gain? Oh, they are going to. You should try to, you know, put in some reasoning so that we don't save fall yourself. Prey.
All right, we'll have to stop here. Thank you very much, Nwamaka Ikedeshi, for your time. I'm sure you have numbers.
Yes.
We'll put them up on our social media platforms. All right, so for those of you who may not be able to get on social media around now, I'm just going to share some of the numbers, NAPTIP numbers that you can call. Put them on the speed dial. If you see anything that, you know, looks suspicious, or anybody that's talking suspicious, or a brothel where they carry underage girls to, 080-3544-5308. You also want to check 0703-4391-884. NAPTIP numbers. You suspect something or you see something, a baby factory in your area, brothel, or the young girls being trafficked, moved in and out of certain places, want to raise an alarm, or if you're in a local government and you're seeing some very suspicious movements and you think it's trafficking in persons, 080-3544-5308 or 0703-4391-884. Also, if you're on social media and someone is talking and luring a young person, or even if you're an adult, somebody's trying to lure you and you're seeing that there are signs that show that this could be trafficking, contact them so they too can get in on the conversation and save not just you. That's the thing. That's the thing about these things. We'll put the numbers on our social media platforms, on Twitter at NigerianFOPH, and of course on WhatsApp. On Instagram. We could also put it as our WhatsApp status, on our WhatsApp status, so you can check it out. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. One thing about these things is that you're not only saving yourself for the now, you're also saving other people who may not be as enlightened as you are, who may not have this information. And if you listen to radio and you hear these things, do well to also spread the news, all right? Do well to spread the news. Thank you very much for your time. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Good morning.